In this lesson, you will discover the top 5 must-read marriage books we think every couple must read individually, especially, and together when possible. But first, please do me 3 favors. 1, smash that like button until it turns blue in the face to tell the algorithm that this video is live. 2, don't forget to subscribe and turn on the notifications to get alerts when we release these videos. 3, tell us in the comment area what topic you would like us to cover in the next video. My name is Ola and I am the co-author of the book Get My Marriage Back with my wife Lola, which you can download for free at www.getmymarriageback.com. You will also see an opportunity to book a free 30-minute coaching session with us. Every marriage will experience a crisis at some point, regardless of how prepared for marriage the parties try to be. Lola and I had our fair share. When everything was good, lovely, and romantic, it was difficult for us to comprehend why we needed to learn more about how marriage works. When we engaged in premarital counseling shortly before our wedding in 2007, we understood the counsel from a fulfilling all righteousness standpoint, but we simply could not comprehend the depth of the importance of new wisdom with respect to marriage. We thought we had figured it all out. We are probably just as naive as we were. That's normal, but I recommend that you rise above normal. So we want to recommend our 5 top marriage books that we feel will put you in a space of new marriage related wisdom. I will also share what we got out of the book so that you can know what to expect. Let's dive right in. Best marriage book number 5, The 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman. I know you probably saw this coming. The best thing about this book is that it is fundamentally a seduction tool precisely to maintain a healthy level of attraction in a marriage. Of course, there's always a Mr. and Mrs. Know-It-All who doesn't believe in all that goofy stuff. Unfortunately, attraction, as important as it is in a modern marriage, tends to fall into the background of most marriages. Sadly, some would read this book and use it to manipulate and set up even more unrealistic expectations. Don't be that person. It's a seduction tool to learn how to serve so that you can receive more authentically. Best marriage book number 4, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Many people don't realize that this book is more so about relationships than it is about business. But granted, businesses are also built on relationships. In the modern age of marriage, friendship is the core of the underlying relationships. Till date, it represents the best flight I ever took because I read it while in transit. In this book, you will ultimately learn how to build fruitful friendships with anyone. One of the major conflicts in a marriage dances around either controlling behavior or lack of accountability on one or both sides. In reality, you can try, but you cannot control another human being, especially an adult. You can, however, learn how to influence them. Also, if you feel like your spouse is not being accountable, this book will actually teach you how to influence in the direction you want, especially if that is positive. This works better than going into teaching mode with the person you're supposed to be engaging romantically. Sadly, this skill set is just as powerful to influence negatively as well. You're probably doing that already, but maybe unknowingly. Best marriage book number 3, How to Be a 3% Man by Corey Wayne. Personally, I believe that the man sets the tone while the woman builds the home. By the way, I am not talking about a house. To adjust more appropriately, I am referring to a typical man and a typical woman. As you probably already know, there are exceptions to every rule in life. So since a typical man sets the tone, it's probably a wise decision to learn how to become the best that the society has to offer as a man. Being born or identifying as a male gender is simply not equivalent of being a man. Neither is being a married man. Just look around you. Even as a man, I'm sure you have experienced a man misbehave out of place and out of his masculine core. I believe this book is not an absolute Bible, but it will give you great insights into identifying your best moments as a man in his full strength and masculine core. You can therefore replicate it more often. If you're a woman, it's a great read so that you can learn what to expect from a man that you can create a healthy marriage and relationship with long term. Best marriage book number 2, His Needs Are Needs by William F. J.R. Hurley. As self-explanatory as that may sound to you, we found that most couples are and will have difficulty balancing and consolidating two people's needs at the same time. In these modern times and age, with the massive uprising of not-so-professional opinions around marriage on social media and the ease of regurgitating these toxic online opinions of those who have experienced heartbreak without proper healing, this book was my personal saving grace. That's why you see grown men roaming around social media talking about marriage is a total waste of time. If you want a woman, live with one or get a hooker. Yeah, I know, it's sad, right? That's what happens when humans with the mind of a goldfish go through a heartbreak. Then it's everyone else's fault but the man in the mirror. We learn that faults, guilt, blame, judgment, and condemnations are irrelevant unless you want to perpetuate a life of emotional suffering. So this book started my journey down the rabbit hole of learning the differences that create the sexual polarity, love, and romance that both the man and the woman crave badly for. If I'm being honest, it wasn't good enough, but it was good enough to start that journey of remaining a perpetual student of relationships for me personally. And it has been worth every word in it. Best marriage book number one, Get My Marriage Back by Lola and Ola. After reading all those four books we recommend, something massive was missing. There was no book in the market written by a couple from their own perspective and personal stories addressing these issues. It's not a book on English grammar. It's a book highlighting how we did it and still doing it. Lola and I understand the perspective of the Western and traditional world. We found that at its core, we are all the same, but it isn't that simple. So we wrote this book to unpack things, especially for two types of individuals. If you feel like your marriage is broken or seems like it, and you are the only one fighting for it, this is the book for you. But if you feel like things couldn't be better in your marriage, you may not appreciate the content. Keep doing whatever is working for you. Lastly, any and everyone will pick up tips on preparing for the inevitable breakdown to rock bottom of every marriage before you can build real and true love. So tell me in the comment area which of these five books you will be picking up right away and why. Don't forget to download your free book, Get My Marriage Back, at www.getmymarriageback.com. Also, check out the 30-minute free coaching and discovery session that we will give you access to right after the download. Hit that like button and check out the video on the screen for more information on how to rekindle and build an awesome marriage and legacy without being a simp